Macmillan Audio presents Invisible by Paul Auster. Read for you by the author.
Part 1. I shook his hand for the first time in the spring of 1967. I was a second-year student at Columbia then, a know-nothing boy with an appetite for books and a belief, or delusion, that one day I would become good enough to call myself a poet. And because I read poetry, I had already met his namesake in Dante's Hell, a dead man shuffling through the final verses of the 28th canto of the Inferno. Bertrand de Born, the 12th-century Provençal poet, carrying his severed head by the hair as it sways back and forth like a lantern, surely one of the most grotesque images in that book-length catalog of hallucinations and torments. Dante was a staunch defender of de Born's writing, but he condemned him to eternal damnation for having counseled Prince Henry to rebel against his father, King Henry II. And because de Born caused division between father and son and turned them into enemies, Dante's ingenious punishment was to divide de Born from himself. Hence the decapitated body wailing in the underworld, asking the Florentine traveler if any pain could be more terrible than his. When he introduced himself as Rudolf Born, my thoughts immediately turned to the poet. "Any relation to Bertrand?" I asked. "Ah," he replied, "that wretched creature who lost his head. Perhaps, but it doesn't seem likely, I'm afraid. No, de, you need to be nobility for that. And the sad truth is, I'm anything but noble." I have no memory of why I was there. Someone must have asked me to go along, but who